Lesson 11. Perfect Imperfection. In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Zayin, the seventh Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, in Perek Aleph, which is chapter 1. Mishnah Zayin. Nitai ha'arbali omer. Nitai from Arbel said, Harchek mishachein ra. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. Ve'al titchaber la'rasha. And don't befriend a wicked person. Ve'al tityayesh min ha'poranut. And don't despair of retribution. In contrast to the last Mishnah, this one has a kind of warning tone to it. The last Mishnah was very positive and upbeat. Get a teacher for yourself, connect with a spiritual friend, and judge everyone favorably, meaning see everyone in a positive light. This one says, stay away from people who aren't nice. Make sure to choose to be around people who will be a positive influence on you. So taken together, the two Mishnayot balance each other. On one hand, don't pollute yourself with negativity, judging other people and dwelling on their faults. Love people, encourage people, see the good in them. At the same time, trust your gut. You can see the good in someone and open your heart to them, and still know intellectually that leaving your children with them wouldn't be a good idea. Or, put another way, whoever shows up in your field of awareness, see them as a manifestation of the divine. Whether they're people you're committed to, such as family, friends, students, and so on, or people you simply encounter in the course of your day. But when it comes to deciding and crafting your life, be careful to choose to be around people who embody the qualities you'd like to embody. People who are nurturing to your soul. These are the two poles between which the wisdom of relationship oscillates. The last line, however, is strange. Va'al tityayesh min ha'poranut. And don't despair of retribution. What does that mean? If you like, pause the recording and take a few moments to hold this phrase in your mind and see what comes up for you. Ve'al tityayesh min ha'poranut, and don't despair of retribution. Take a few moments and pause the recording if you like to contemplate this phrase. One common interpretation of this phrase, va'al tityayesh min ha'poranut, and don't despair of retribution, is that when you see wickedness, don't worry that it will last. Those who do wickedness will eventually suffer for it. But another possible interpretation is that when you look deeply at your own life and you see the mistakes you've made, the people you may have hurt or not helped as much as you would have liked to, don't despair. You're on a path of consciousness. Be honest with yourself. If you regret something, feel it completely. Cry about it, but then move on. Do your best and evolve. And don't worry about the past or what bad karma you might have. That just adds fear and negativity, and why would you want that? So for this meditation, let's use a phrase from Tehillim, from Psalms, Psalm 84. Ashrei ha'am boteach bach. Joyful is the person who trusts in you. The kavanah is to trust wherever you're at, whatever your past is. Trust the unfolding of this moment. Know that all is God, all is the One, unfolding perfectly in all the imperfections. So take a moment to prepare for meditation. Come into a comfortable position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body and relaxing your muscles. Here are the words for the first part. You can repeat each one after me. Ashrei ha'adam boteach bach. Ashrei means joyful. It also means praiseworthy. Ha'adam literally means the person. Boteach means trust. And Bach means in you, meaning in the divine, in reality, in this moment. Here's the melody. Ashrei ha'adam. Let's sing that. Ashrei ha'adam. Next is Boteach Bach, and sing Boteach Bach. And let's try putting it all together. Ashrei ha'adam Boteach Bach. Ashrei ha'adam Boteach Bach. Now, let's add some simple movement, embodying the two midot, the two qualities in this phrase, joy and trust. For Ashrei ha'adam, joyful is the person, lift your arms a bit and open your palms upward. For Boteach Bach, trusts in you, bring your hands together in prayer pose to your heart. Let's try. Lifting hands to heaven, palms upward, singing. Ashrei ha'adam. And then bring palms together into prayer pose to your heart. Boteach Bach. And let's continue with the chanting and the movements. Ashrei ha'adam Boteach Bach. 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 And now relax your arms, letting your body come to stillness. And let's move into meditation with the IJM practice, awakening the three centers. Bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness fill your whole body. chanting Naase. Naase. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma. Venishma. And relax your arms as we come into the practice of presence. Gently repeat Atahu in your mind. When you feel ready, let go even of Atahu, simply being with your breathing. And take a nice deep breath, stretching your body and preparing to come back into your activities again with awakening. Hand to your heart, chanting Lecha. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness fill your whole body, chanting Na'aseh. Na'aseh. And bring your hand up, touching fingers to your forehead, chanting V'nishma. V'nishma. Kissing your fingers and relax. And to whatever degree you're able, I want to invite you to make a commitment to let go of negative stories about yourself and others, to let go of negative talk, either internal or external, about yourself and others, and commit instead to encouragement, positivity, and trust. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Al Yisrael v'al Rabbanan v'al Tamidehon v'al Tamidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students and all the students of their students. V'al komandi askin bo raita divatra hadein v'divichol atar v'atar. And all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom here or anywhere else. Yehei lechon ulechon eshalam marab hachina vechista varachamin vechayin arichin umezone reviche overkanemin kadam avuhon divishamaya va'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru. Amen.